93's fashionista, Joan Lincoln, is in the house.
Joan Lincoln!
I am in the house. So I know the whole Valentine's thing has sailed, the stories, but my date on Valentine's Day was my youngest daughter, Taylor, my bride-to-be. And we went for a really quick dinner over at Edibles, and then we went to see Beetlejuice at the RBTL. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't quite aware that there was such a cult following to Beetlejuice. Do you remember the original, you guys?
Oh, yeah, of course. Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder.
1988.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember it. I mean, I really didn't have much going into the show on Tuesday night. But I'm going to tell you what, I don't know who did the casting, but man, they were spot on. The guy who played the crazy demon was outstanding. Just outstanding. So I don't know if you have tickets. If you don't have tickets, you better get tickets because it's only here till, I don't even know,
Sunday, I think.
Like the 19th or something. But I got to tell you what, we got there early because the show was delayed a little bit starting, and we went to a couple of different floors just to walk around. There were so many people dressed in costume. It's like I missed a memo. It was fascinating to me to see all these people dressed in like black and white suits and fedoras and, you know, citrine green hair and makeup. And it was amazing.
Like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I just didn't expect it with Beetlejuice.
I never would have guessed, you know.
Listen, there was this one girl. We were standing behind her at the concessions, and she was adorable. She tattoos and piercings. She had her hair in these pink, like, Princess Leia from Star Wars, little buns and this big tulle collar. And it was really fascinating to me. I really enjoyed it. And I just want to say thank you to all those people who really embrace it. I think it's fun when people do that.
I read your thing that you said you were, Beetlejuice fashion. I thought that you were going to say that the fashion from Beetlejuice was going to make it somehow to the runway.
I don't know.
In many respects, it already has.
It has come and gone over and over again. But it was a good time, and the fashions were just fantastic.
Wonderful.